Well, we are finishing out the show as we always do with our inbox, and I have Candace here. Hey, Candace, welcome to the Boundless Show.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm just glad to be part of the show now that it is finally springtime.
It is always good. So maybe one of these days we'll have to, have you out here and we'll go do the Q&A on the grass or something. That'd be fun to celebrate spring and summer.
I will be glad to even give up my pumpkin latte just to be able to have spring.
Yay. Oh, I love it. Yeah. No, that's good. All right. Well, we need you to weigh in on this question. This listener is asking, I've known this guy for about 8 years and I've liked him for a couple years now. We used to have the same circle of friends, go to the same church, and went to the same college. Now that we're done with college and both moved back home, we don't have the same home church or friends. I know the guy should initiate asking the girl out, but I feel like I need to make the first move if anything's going to happen. I've given him plenty of signs making it known that I still want to pursue something and get to know him better. I just feel like he isn't catching on. Is there something I should or shouldn't do?
Go with what you know, honey. She said it right from the start. I know the guy should initiate. And so she knows in her gut that that's what he should do. And he's not. And it's funny to me that she, makes sure that we understand they're not in the same circles anymore. Mm-hmm. And if we were back in, the 80s, then I might say, well, you might need to go out of your way to put yourself where you know you'll see him, visit his church or shop at the same grocery store. But come on, this is the Facebook age. This is the texting age. I mean, he knows where she is. And I don't want to sound harsh, but he knows how to find her. Mm-hmm. They've been friends for 8 years. And it's true that she's really given him so many signals. I think it's important for her to at least consider the possibility that he's just not interested. Mm-hmm. And I don't think her taking the first move will change that dynamic. It'll probably make it worse. Mm-hmm. So as hard as it is here, I think she just has to, she's got to loosen the grip on this one and let it go.
Yeah. And it's hard because I think a lot of times women think that, if we've kind of latched onto the idea of a guy, he's like our only option. Like if I let this guy go, No one else will ever come around and I will be destined to spinsterhood. But we just don't know what God's going to do, And I mean, it'd be much better to just let, like you said, ride it out, let it go, see if anything in the future comes up, than pine after a guy that truly never will change his affection towards you.
Yeah. Well, and she may be signals to other men that would potentially ask her out or, pursue a deeper friendship with her with more in mind. Yeah. But she could be sending signals out that she thinks that are just for this other guy, but that are pushing or keeping potential matches away. Yeah. That's always a danger when you've got your mind set on one man and he's not reciprocating. You kind of shut yourself off emotionally to the possibility of other men. And so I think, for that reason, and just to reiterate the basics, it's the man's job to lead. It's his job to take the risk, to bear the weight of initiating. Mm-hmm. And so often these questions come with, I know the guy is supposed to lead, but. Mm-hmm. And then you fill in the my situation, whatever it is. But the reality is, he's always supposed to lead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it comes down to trusting. I mean, she has to trust the process and trust God in him and really, not settle for taking the reins and taking over. So, cool. Well, great.
That's right. And you know what? Mm-hmm. Don't ever stop praying.
Right.
God can change his mind.
Yeah.
But let the Lord do that. Let the Holy Spirit be the one that pushes him over the line, not her.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thoughts, Candace. Thanks much for weighing in on that one.
My pleasure.
Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you, so write to us at editor@boundless.org. Hop over to our social on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and beyond, and like us there, and you will be able to be part of our social structure and be part of the conversation. Do tell your friends as well. And remember, as I said earlier in the show, it's time to register for Pursuit, so go to boundless.org/pursuit in order to do that. That's it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.